His wife wore a new sundress she'd apparently bought yesterday at Sears. The bright blue made her eyes vivid, and he found himself watching her, noting the way she smiled. She was flirting with him, he'd realized finally. Gently, subtly, in order to give him plenty of space. And he found himself thinking about other times, when the marriage was new, and they thought nothing of spending hours giggling on the sofa. He thought of the way he'd always appreciated his wife's common sense, and how she made him feel strong, when he'd spent his whole life as a 5'8" runt who was never the hero on the football field. He remembered the way he liked his wife, particularly in the days before Melissa Avalon had arrived in Bakersville and stunned him with her smile. By 5 this afternoon, he had made his decision. He'd made a mistake, an error in ego and judgment. He hoped his wife would never have to learn how much he'd hurt her. And now he just wanted his old life back. They approached the house. The first sign of trouble was just a flicker of movement out of the corner of Stephen's eye. The next minute, the back window of the car exploded in a hail of glass. "Oh, my God!" Abigail cried. "Duck!" Stephen yelled.